here.
Yeah, me too. Thank you. So, let's try this again. Okay, today's daf is daf of 8. And I think you probably got up to the second line.
Last word, Karfaf.
Okay. Karfaf yoter mibetza atayim shelo hukaf l'dira, uba l'ma'atlo. I suppose you have now a mechitza. However, the area that's included in the mechitza is more than Beit Satayim. It wasn't made originally for Dira. The only way to be matir, tiltul, in here, to take off its din of a carmelite, is to see to it that it's less than a Beit Satayim. How do you make it less than a Beit Satayim? If you want to be mamayinet, miatobi ilanot lo havi miyut. If you plant trees and you figure, okay, the trees took up so much space and now the open area is less than Beit Satayim, that doesn't help. Because as we saw earlier, something which is part of the normal usage of a reshut is not, that's not called a miyut. It's a derech of a karfaf to have trees in it, and we don't measure, just like we wouldn't measure for selling you the house in the karfaf, we're not going to take off the area of the trees, obviously. It's part of the karfaf. And it's not going to change the size of the karfaf. However, banabo amud gavoa asara v'rachav arba'a, then havi miyut. If you built, however, a column in it, and this column is large enough to be a reshut ha-yachid b'fnei atzmo, so it has 4x4, and it's 10 tvachimai, and so on, then it's no longer part of the reshut of the karfaf, and now the karfaf is missing that small area, which is enough to reduce it to less than Beit Satayim. It was slightly larger, we took off this little bit of shetach, now it's less. The question is this: if it's less than 3 tvachim by 3 tvachim and 10 tvachim high, then for sure it's not a miyut, because that has no meaning. The question is, between 3 and 4, we've already seen that there's a shaila whether the measurement of lavud, once we go out of the shir of lavud, is that considered to be a makom chashuv in any way or not? So there we have a machlok. Rav amar havi miyut, Rav amar lo havi miyut. Rava says, well, lemaisi, you don't have a Beit Satayim. Because once it's nafik le mitorat lavud, it's no longer lavud, it's a separate area, it's not part of the karfaf. You can't be mavatalit, vaharaya, you wouldn't say lavud on once it's over, once it's three tvokim and over. So therefore, why does it have to be a makom chashuv bifnei atzma? Whereas Rav amar lo havi miyut, Kivan Elohavi Makom Arba, it becomes bottle. Forget about whether it's lavud, but it's bottle to the main reshut. It's not chashuv to be a place bifnei atzmo. The same thing would be if you're chik. How are you so sure that the door is a problem? You haven't even walked in.
Slicha.
Actually, the door was very nice to have open today. It gave us a little bit of air.
Can?
Yeah. I mean, you're probably just very overheated from mountain climbing. Okay, Tom.
You have a very fine son.
Oh, thank you, thank you. I hear that I have new standards to live up to here. I'm under a lot of pressure today. So please try to understand if I... So once it's less than 4, it's no longer kosher, then it becomes batel. The same thing is true of Yirchik min HaKotel, Arba'ah. If you build now a second mechitza, and this mechitza is 4 tfachim from the previous mechitza, and doing so is now memayit the area. So again, that's hoyel. That's hoyel in every way. Because, let's say in a case where you would have a new dira that would open inside of it, you need to be makif. It doesn't help just to open a house. But suppose you're makif in this way. You build a new wall. Let's four tvachim in. The old one or tear down the old wall. It's a lot of tircha. So you build a new wall. The new wall is allows four tvachim between itself and the old wall. Tzvara yamokam choshev. Not usable, but who cares? And then I have a new mechitza.
I'm not catching it. How does he reduce it to tusa? Is whatever is between those things?
Here we don't need. Here we're talking about.
I'm talking about the first one.
The first case, okay.
What is it lessen? It's more than two.
It was slightly more than the Beit HaTaim. Say it was 5,002 square a month.
Yeah.
You know, 5,001 square a month, whatever. Now he's memayed it.
So how is it memayed? It's only two dimensions. It's 10 high, just makes a pocket, and then it's 4.
Are you living in flatland? It's 4x4. How could it only be two dimensions? You know, the 4x would have to be 5,000 point.
Right,
like
I guess.
Three,
but,
you know,
point 5. 4x4, yeah. Right. Okay. And now the hirchik is...
A hirchik would be in terms
as
of...
As much as you want.
Yeah, but here, I mean, the main issue of hirchik would obviously be the question of hukaf ladira. I open a new house in here, and they're telling me I can't carry because I only have my old mechitzas, and that wasn't hukaf ladira l'chatchila. Doesn't help to just add a dira.
And it's more than...
So how do I make now new mechitzot? I can be marchik arba, make new mechitzot.
I guess because the karpach was more than two mechitzot.
And it still is. But now it's hukaf ladira. Because now I built a mechitzot with a deer inside.
I'm missing something. What is the original intention of the space, ma'akevan, changing it to?
Because the din is it needs to be hukaf ladira, not used for dira. Means that you build the mechitza for the purposes of dira. You can't ex post facto change the function of a mechitza in a karmeli to say, okay, but now there's a dira in it, so now it becomes hukaf ladira. Diurin affect the din of the mechitza per se, as we saw earlier in other contexts.
Is that a general rule? You know, you can change the status of the mechitza?
You can't change the function of a mechitza simply by changing what's inside of it. That's a general rule. Even though in practical terms it's changed, but its original basis has to change. We're going to be discussing this tomorrow at length. That's true. So if you were marchik min hakotel arba aviasa mechitza, that's a perfectly valid new mechitza. If you weren't marchik, it was pakot mishlosha. And it's lovut. So what'd you do? You didn't do anything. Then it certainly was lovut. Mishloshad arba'a. If you were marchik, more, three or more, and less than four, the rabba mahoyu, rabba mahino mahoyu. Again, rabba says it's a new mechitza, because it's not lovut to the old mechitza. That's all that's important. No, it's... It's not an issue of what. No. A2? Rav Amar, Eino Moyo, Kivin Delavi Makom Arba'a, Lo Chashu. In order to have a mechitza that has value, it has to have a reshus that has some kind of chashivut inside of it. Since over here, the area behind the between the mechitzot is less than four. And four is always the shear of a makom chashu. So the mechitza doesn't achieve anything. Therefore, it doesn't have a din of a new mechitza. Reb Shimi takes both of these stories and goes lakula in each one of them. And there's actually another girsa that adds, and it's not 100% necessary, but it adds, Arba'a v'shlosha havi miyut. Pachot mishlosha is the machlokas rabba v'rava. Rabba mer havi miyut, rava mer lo havi miyut, v'cheinami lini mechitza. That's the alternative. But we can continue on because it basically it's self-understood that that's the meaning. And he says like this. Suppose it would be tachbo tit. You take tit and add it, you spachtel it onto the existing wall. And so therefore you make the existing wall thicker. V'yokol la'amot bifnei atzmo. This wall is so thick, the tit, that it could have stood by itself. So then, have a mikud. That way, you're now being memayated from the shear of, in the first case, of Tusa. And it's okay. Eno yokol lamod bifnei atzmo. That's where you have the machlokes. Rabba mar have a miyud. Rabba mar lo have a miyud. Rabba mar have a miyud. Rabba says, look, bottom line is, if you measure the enclosed space, hashtem yokoi, you have something that's lessening the enclosed space. From a Beit HaTaim, so it should be okay. Rav Amar lo avi miyut kivan, the lo yochol meikam bifnei atzmo lav klumu. Because of the fact that it doesn't have any separate identity, so it's bottled to the mechitza that exists. If that mechitza wouldn't be there, neither would the thickness of the paint, so to speak. Therefore, we can effectively ignore the thickness of the paint and we're left with the Beit Sa'atayim V'yoter. The same thing would be true in the other case. Yerchik min ha'tel arba'a v'yasa mechitza. Ho'il? If you had, let's say, a tail on the edge of this karfaf, but this is a tail in Hebrew, not in English. So if you have a tail at the edge, and now you put in your wall four amot, four tefachim away, obviously you've created a new mechitza. In which case, if you have a dira now, that opened up into the Beit Sa'atayim V'yoter, for that matter, Beit Asara Kurim, you have now a new mechitza, because you built a new mechitza, four tefachim closer in, and everything is okay. Pachot mishlosha, if it's less than three from the original tail, or it's a svata tail, there we have a machlokas. What's the machlokas? Rav Chista, Rav Amnon, we don't know who said what. But chanomer ho'il, v'chanomer lo ho'il. The shaila is over here, you already have an existing mechitza. And you build a new mechitza that doesn't really change any of the dinyan of the original mechitza. We had this yesterday in the case where you had the Gudah, and you tried to build on top of the Gudah. We said, well, what good is a wall on top of a wall? You haven't added anything. Is it a kosher wall before? Here is where the basic machlokas is about this. So here, one man yomer says, look, the tail existed before. The fact that you want to put a new face on it by making it higher, by making it closer, being as you didn't make a new mechitza because it wasn't four between it, and all it is now is really, it's just a love of the issue. You didn't do anything. Whereas the other man, Yomar, says, ho'il. Now, we don't know who said what, but we could figure it out, says the artista Yim. Let us conclude that it's Rav Chista who says that a mechitza on top of another mechitza, and on top would mean whether it's on top of, or whether it's closer in, it's on top in the sense of a tapping to, you know, facing to, is a good mechitza. Why would I think that? Deitma. Ha'ose mechitza, gabe mechitza, om rechista b'shabbat ho'il, v'nechse hager lo kana. When it comes to dinim of Shabbat, to say that it was hukaf l'dira, such as in our case, that's fine. If you want to achieve something in Nitzeh Hager requires you to make a change in the property and in, to become the owner. Ger dies. It has to be a Ger because otherwise there's a Yoresh. And it's possible to conceive of the case where someone doesn't have a Yoresh only if he's a Ger. He didn't yet have a child as a Jew. Right? So then he dies, basically leaving his property Hefker. The first person who goes in there and makes a chazoka of that property becomes the owner. But a chazoka has to achieve something. You can't just walk around and say, okay, now it's mine. You can't plant a flag in it and say that it's claimed by the U.S. That doesn't help. You need to achieve something. So by putting a mechitza, you don't achieve anything because the mechitza is already there. Therefore, for nichse hager, it doesn't mean anything. But for Shabbos, says Rav Chista, for Shabbos it's a real, because in terms, since technically speaking, the mechitza that's now makif ledira achieves something different than mechitza that is in makif ledira, so it's moil by definition. It's not as similar to the din of nifsi agir that has to be moil the karka, it has to be moil for the din of Shabbos. There was moil for the din of Shabbos. Rav Sheisha says, after Shabbat lo hoil. Indeed, from here we see that it's Rav Chista who says that when it comes to dinim of Shabbos, we can accept mechitza gabei mechitza. Om Rav Chista umodeli Rav Sheshi. By the way, I want you to notice, says Rav Chista, Rav Sheshi would agree with me that even though he claimed that it wasn't useful for Shabbat, that certainly in a case where you were living on a hill. On the hill, not surrounded by a tail on one side. You're actually living on a hill. When you're living on a hill, the thing that's matter your area as being a Rishut HaYachid or a Karmel, as the case may be, is the fact that the hill itself is 10 tefachim up. You don't see any mechitzas coming up the side. You only have the technical mechitzas of the hill that define your Rishus as a separate Rishus. Standing on the hill, you may not even recognize what's going on. In that case, if you build a mechitza that goes above the hill, since you are now living for the first time within the Avir Mechitzot, the Rav Sheshet agrees that that's a valuable Mechitzot. Because I never had Avir Mechitzot before. I only had the Reshut defined by invisible Mechitzot. And therefore, Rav Sheshet is mode that Ima Samechitza Al Hatel Shehoyu, my time. I live within these mechitzot, which I never had before.
But even though it did work before.
But without the mechitzot,
so even though before it was mugdar a reshut.
For the guys down on the top.
Now, my question over here is, I originally had this tale as a karfat. Tziotem Beit Zatayim. Nobody lived there. I built now a little vacation home on top of the hill, the man on the hill. So now the shaila is, how do I get it to be mukaf ladira? Okay, so I said, okay, well now that I'm living here, I'd like to have a wall around it. So I built a wall around it. So says, you think the Rav Sheshet would hold that wall is meaningless, since technically speaking, the Gabi Shabbos, it's already there, and no siri. Because in this case, it isn't meaningless, because I'm living in it. In the case where I had a wall that I was living in before, right, there's a tail that goes up at the end. Now you want to add to that. What are you achieving?
Even though technically,
correct,
he was already living within the invisible Mechitzos.
Yes.
And it worked.
It worked for what? He wasn't living there before.
But if he, okay, but...
Right, so in other words, his new yeah. life on the hill
doesn't work.
Is defined by the Avir Mechitzos. It's true he wouldn't have needed those Avir Mechitzos to define the area to make it a Reshut B'fnei Atzmo. But because he lives now between these Mechitzos, he's made it a new Reshut B'fnei Atzmo. This time Mukaf L'Dira, whereas before it wasn't Mukaf L'Dira. So there, since it's Nikar that I've done something new, even Rav Sheshet is made that does help for Shabbos. Boy, Rabba Bar Bar Chana. The problem is that releasing you is like, it's shooting off a missile that no longer, the only thing you can do is you can destruct it, but you can't turn it around.
It's 2 minutes.
No, I know, but what happens tomorrow and the day after and the month after? You see, that's the problem. If you promise to play it by ear, mail it. But then everybody is my witness.
He thinks that tea is for even when you're not bankrupt.
Yeah, he thinks tea. He went bankrupt last year.
Two sugars.
Yeah. It's a good thing we had Het and the Dorim this year. You're all with this stuff. Boy, Rabba Bar Bar Chana. So, Rabba Bar Chana, I got an interesting question. Supposing the case where you built a new mechitza on top of an existing tail, not that you live on the tail. That was your mechitza, or you had a mechitza, really. You built a mechitza on top of a mechitza. Now the lower mechitza sunk into the ground. And now you're left with the new mechitza. Now, what's the deal? Mao. Now, wait a minute. When you're asking this question, what are you talking about? What's the case? Lemai. If it's a case of Nichsei Hager, in other words, you say, even though when I built the wall, it didn't do any good. But now that the original wall sunk, so now I should be looked at as the guy who really saved the field. I'm the Magzik in Nichsei Hager. Because this is the same case as Yirmiyahu Birah's case. The Omer of Yirmiyahu Birah, Omer of Yehuda. I mind the shada lifta pila diara de ger. Guy comes in with some turnip seeds, and he sees a little hole in the ground, and he puts a turnip seed inside the hole. And now another guy comes along, Vyas, and inside, of course, a field of a ger who died. Comes along another Yisrael, and he takes a hoe, and he makes one furrow with a hoe. It's the second guy who was kona, not the first guy. Because the first guy, an act of Zriya that doesn't affect the ground in any way, is not considered to be an act of Zriya. Had he covered it with ground, you need to be Meshabeach the ground. The Shevach to the ground won't come until the turnip grows. But by the time the turnip grows, it was the turnip that did the shevach, not you. Well, this is the same case. At the time that you built the wall, you didn't do anything. Now you're saying, but the wall grew, so to speak, like the turnip growing. That's the wall that was Meshaver, not you. So even though, so what's this for, if this is my time, Be'idna the Shada Loka Shava, at the time that you threw in the seed, you didn't do anything because you didn't affect the ground. Kika Shavcha, later on when it's Meshaver, with the growth of the turnip, Memelaka Meshavcha, that happened only as a secondary result of what you had invested. So therefore, the same thing, it would be true over here. At the time that you built the wall, nothing was achieved. Now you're saying, but eventually the wall, the original wall, sunk into the ground. Now it has a wall only because of me. Very good. But that's a secondary result. It's like a groma. But it was memela. It's not that you did it directly.
Even less directly.
Yeah.
Turn its growth here. Kind of sunk in, but,
Well, however. The Ella Le'inyan Shabbos? What's your other question? So your question is not Legabe Nitzi again. Legabe Shabbos. We're taking for granted that Legabe Shabbos is during the week between one Shabbos and the other Shabbos. The wall sunk in. I hope they're giving you the special discount for the Daf Yomi participants. I'm paying money for a cup of tea. Okay, thank you very, very much. We'll open it up to allow some of that heat to escape more rapidly. Thank you. Although I could probably make more money scalding myself and suing them, right? Since tea's not supposed to be hot, I don't think it's... So the question is like this. If the wall, the original wall, sunk into the ground between one Shabbos and the next, then for sure there's no question. The wall that is here now is a new wall that was built only in Ladira. That for sure we're ready to accept as a hook of Ladira. The question must be, therefore, that you're asking, did it collapse in the middle of Shabbos? Now, you started off Shabbos with low hook of Ladira. A new mechitza magically appears, so to speak, in the middle of Shabbos that was hook of Ladira. And you want to know whether that's good. Nu, having mechitza nase b'Shabbat. That fits the rules, the general rules of a mechitza that's made on Shabbat. We ain't know what the din is of that. Kol mechitza naaseh b'Shabbat, bein b'shogeg, bein b'meizid, is kosher mechitza, shmar mechitza. Wait, lavit marla, but what about the famous caveat of Rav Nachman, that it's only a mechitza l'chumra, lizrok, that you're going to be chayev if you throw into it from Rishut Rabim, but certainly we're not going to rely on it l'taltel, says the Gemara, indeed, but remember that Rav Nachman's caveat was said only on which element? Mezid. Ki itmar, the Rav Nachman, amezid itmar. He only said that because we're not going to be matir Shabbos at somebody who built something on Shabbos. Okay, but obviously his intent is irrelevant legabe to the Raisa. It's a Rishus Hayotim. We won't give you the kula of Rishus Hayokim. Very good. But that's not what we're talking about over here. The wall just fell into the ground. Nobody did anything wrong. So the new wall that was built, whenever it was built with shame, dira, and therefore it should be kosher. So we know what the answer is on that too. In other words, no matter what the case is, it's clear. Legabe Nichse Hager, it's clear that it's not a kinyan. And legabe our halacha of Shabbos, where it falls down on Shabbos, it's clear that it is a mechitza. Ha'it tzadah the mechitza gavim mechitza v'nechzeger. In fact, it was an actual case of a woman who didn't plant a turnip. She added a second layer of mechitza v'nechzeger, thinking, boy, oh boy, this is a job I just did, putting up all that barbed wire. Whew. I was really kind of that sudden. Comes in another guy with a hoe, makes one thing with his hoe, and he says, sorry, I raised my flag. She's screaming, goes to court. Also, the commander of Nachman, he gives it to the guy with the hoe. She, of course, claims that it was nothing but a discrimination against women, and starts screaming. So, Atitivi Katsovka Kame, she's screaming at him. Oh my Lord, my Avi, like what am I supposed to do? The Loma Chazak, the Machazgeinche. You didn't do an act of Chazaka. which is the way that Chazaka is seen as having achieved something. You didn't do it. What am I supposed to do? So you put in $10,000 to build a whole alarm system, but it's all above the original wall.
In mind, the Arabs had a thing with the Arabayan, where if they put a layer of stone above the kotel above the thing, I remember something about that. One layer of stone gives them
a chazaka,
their own shita.
But maybe that's the fee, the shita, that he's an avir mechitzot, you know, because the kotel only goes up to the ground level. But if Yori did that, right? Barnea, it's a place in your neighborhood. But if Yori raised the level of the koto with those stones on top, then maybe that was part of the tenement. I don't know.
When I inquire, in this case we're talking about a girl who died childless and so forth, and I assume he left no will. If a girl leaves a will...
No, wills don't mean anything.
Wouldn't mean anything.
No, unless he gave it as a gift. It would have to be a living will, what's called today a living will. There's no, you can't give a will after you lose your rights to the property. You can't give in death a gift. You can give it before death. But then it's a living will. Right.
The first person built his alarm system.
Well, no, I should know. An alarm system would be an improvement to the ground. Build a wall on top of an existing wall. Yeah, that was the problem. Now, a karfaf. Suppose you have... Karfaf Beit Shalosh, Vikirabo Beit Sa'a. Suppose you have three Sa'a. And now you built a roofing over one of the Sa'a. No new mechitzot. And now you figure, okay, but now the area that's outside of the roofed in area is Beit Sa'atayim, so it should be okay. Rav Amar Avir Kiruyo Miyatro. Rav Zera Amar En Avir Kiruyo Miyatro. Rav says, what's the difference? The area underneath the roofed area is still makes it three. So, why should I exclude that area?
Is that considered dira?
No. But it's, the shaila is, was I memayed? Reb Zera says, sure, it's memayed because of pitikra yorei besotei. So the edge of the kiwi comes down, closes off that area, and it's two separate rishuyos here. So we have less than a Beit, we don't have more than Beit Zatai. Are you telling me that we have Machlokas Rava and Rabbi Zera in the old Machlokas Rabbi Shmuel Kamiflege? Diyitmar, Achsadra Bebika, Rava Marmuta Latata Bekula Vishmuel Amrein Matata Lenal Varaba Amot, Rava Marmuta Latata Bekula Amrein Pitikra Yoret Vesotem, Vishmuel Amrein Matata Lenal Varaba Amot, Lo Amrein Pitikra Yoret Vesotem. This is the famous Machloket. Somebody builds a gazebo in the middle of a large area in a bika. And now he says, well, I can carry in the whole area under the gazebo because the tip of the gazebo comes down, pitikra yored vesotem. Machlokas Rav and Shmuel, what do you say? Pitikra yored vesotem on all four sides in a case like this. It's essentially the same thing. You built, in this case, your gazebo was on a corner of a karfat that was Beit Shalosh siding, covered over to one side, leaving Tusa, and you're telling me a new machlokas that Reb Zera now is going to have a machlokas together with Rava in the machlokas of Rav and Shmuel. It's highly unlikely. Says the Gemara, no. Rava would also never have said in this case that there was a problem. If it was made the same way that the Aksadra was made, then Rabbah would have been made it at Pitikra Yoreit Vesotem, and there's no problem, you have a Beit Sataim. The question over here was, we were not talking about a standard Tikra, but Achamayaskinan, the Avdaki Urzila. Remember that we're talking over here about a Karfaf. This is not a fancy area. It's a storage area. A guy made an Urzila. An Urzila is basically a lean-to kind of affair. We have a tikra that goes down at an angle. You have your picture over there, I'm sure. So that there is no P. A P tikra has to face you with the edge of a roof that can now be seen as an end. If I have something coming down at an angle where all I see is the angle and I don't see a pet, then there's no vinapi tikra. That's what I'm talking about. It's like a completely different machlokas here. You got a picture?
So it has to be a flat roof?
Completely flat. Yeah. Can I just see the picture? No, that's the Aksadra Vipika picture. Next page. There you go. Here's your Zila.
This one is
no good. The one on the, the one, what number is it?
154.
Oh, man. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank
you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Now listen here. You're fine. Amar Rabbi Zeira.
Shmuel says, "Ela arba amos, arba amos, which arba amos?
You can't. Arba amos is been of a carpet. You can never, like Rishis Rabin, you can't carry more than four amos.
In other words." Not
a it's a regular karma. You didn't change anything. You didn't turn it into a shuta yachid. Amar Rabbi Zeira, look, I want you to know that if you've got a case, I mean a similar case, you think it's similar, but I'll tell you a mode in that case. Modina b'karfaf shenifrat b'imlaon l'chatzer she'asur. I'm ready to agree. Where I said ein avir ki royom yatro over here, so you would think that I'm perfectly happy about a case where, since I said if I have roofing over part of this area, then the rest of it is a beit satay. Now you would say, if that's the case, suppose you don't have roofing, suppose you have a chutzner. The area that we talked about being roofed over is actually a separate chutzner. Okay. Now, the wall breaks between the chatzar and the karfaf. So you would say, nope. Good old Reb Zeira, he's certainly not going to say it's less than having the p'tikra yard for something, right? And you'd think I would agree, wouldn't you? You'd be wrong. Because I would hold that in a case where the karfaf breaks open completely into a chatzar that extends further than the karfaf on either side, so here, let's take a look at our picture over there. There was originally a wall between the karfaf, this is picture number 155, between the karfaf, which is this long area over here, and the chatzer. And now it broke open completely. So now you would say, okay, fine, so this is the equivalent of the place that was the kiruya. Because after all, I mean, it's nikra mechitzas over here. Yeah. But that's not a problem, because good old Reb Zeira, he was very makel, huh? You're all thinking you can get away with it. You can't. Why not? My time. What's the reason? I mean, I assume. Ho'il v'avir chatzer miyatro. That even though you held the area of the kiruyo is not miyater, meaning does not get added to the Beit Satayim, but the area of the chatzer does add to the Beit Satayim. That's what you're thinking. Maskifor of Yosef, that's mad. It's completely mad. How could you say such a thing? V'chiavir ha-mutarlo osro. Now this apparently is going like Rabbi Shimon, right? According to Rabbi Shimon, a chotzer, which is okafladira, and a karfaf, which is beit satayim or less, are both considered to be a same type of reshut. You can carry in both of them, and therefore you could carry from one to the other. So how could you tell me that opening something into an area that's mutter, asers, huh? What? Doesn't make any sense. Why would you, if anything, this case, everybody would be made is mutter if you're going like Rabbi Shimon. Amalei Abaya, Rabbi Yosef, my dear. Who are you asking this according to? Rabbi Shimon, obviously, because you're saying that it's... I don't feel good, Rabbi.
He argued.
Need your help.
Yesterday's Magishir, he was fencing nonstop. He asked questions, he held it to him, he pinned him to the ground.
Really?
He pinned him to the ground. The finest performance in the past few years was yesterday.
It's the Mitzvah Shabbos thing. And Mitzvah Shabbos, Richie, is like, he's here.
I didn't even have a nap. Yeah, that's 3 hours.
Yeah, that's unbelievable. That was the one reason that Bishumov and I didn't want to miss. That's the climax of the week, this Mitzvah Shabbos with Richie. Now we'll realize.
Was I less intimidated, though, to ask?
I didn't intimidate you nothing. You got to sleep straight in front of my face. That's what I guess there's active intimidation. Okay. I'm glad to hear it. He did. He came back looking a bit disheveled.
We gave him a workout. We really did. He got all scrambled.
He worked his money.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So therefore, says Abaya, look, I don't know. You know, you're missing one beautiful piece of the action over here. Your kash is very nice, but you forgot that the mechitzot take up space, didn't you? When you break down the mechitza, you've now added to the Beit Satayim. Forget about the chutz. Let's ignore the chutz. The space of the wall adds now to the Beit Satayim. So now you have a karfaf that is yotirmi Beit Satayim. So what are you going to do now? That doesn't help, even according to Rabbi Shimon. You're still going to have to worry about the additional space. Okay. So ha'ika avir makom mechitzot, and I know that's halacha that changes the size of the karfaf. The Omer of Chista, karfaf shenifratz b'mla'ola chatzer. Let me show you how your first appreciation of something is wrong here, okay? Because when Reb Chista says if a karfaf is busted open completely into a chatz, the chatzer is mutter. And the karfaf is us. Now, your original thoughts, as soon as you read this, is, of course, I understand that. In any case, we have a smaller area opening into the larger area, then the gifufe on either side would be matir, the larger rishus, whereas the other rishus is us, right?
Matir the smaller
one? No. It's always matir the larger, because from inside the larger, you could see the gifufe. So that's what you're thinking, but you're wrong, okay? Because let me explain it to you. So chutz my time, huh? The isle gifufe, it's nonsense. Because then that means that you could have just as arbitrarily arranged the case in the other direction, which is stupid. You're not going to say a case that the chutz or the karfa is not the chutz or karfa. It has to do with which one is bigger, which one is smaller. So make it the opposite case. Sometimes you find the opposite case. You can't arrange a case to be convenient and then call it a halakha and a karfa for a chatsa. There's no difference between that top picture and the bottom picture. I'm sorry, the
middle one.
No, this one over here. You've got over here is the ibcha, where the inside the karfa on the bottom you see mechitzot, but in the chatsa you don't see mechitzot. So it's what you see. That's all you do with it, whether you're in a karfa or a chatzer. Now that's unacceptable. I mean, we never would have created a case in which it just so happens to be that I arrange it to work out that the karfa is the part that's chatzer and the chatzer is the part that's mutter, because this is, happens to be the case. And if that was the case, would you have said then it was the opposite? Obviously not, because you make it dependent in karfa for chatzer. So how do you explain that? Oh, so I'll tell you. That it's not zibdi the mishkach for ibcha. It's because bishub de amrinan ze avir mechitzot miatro veze ein avir mechitzot miatro. The point is that when it comes to the karfav, it makes a difference how big it is, and therefore when I remove the wall that previously defined it and end up with a karfav that's bigger than tusa, I got a problem. A chotzer that I end up that's bigger than as many saws as you want, I never have a problem. Because a chotzer is hukah fladira. Karfaf is not hukah fladira. That would explain why Rav Chista gives us a case like this. It's truly halacha in karfaf and chotzer. Not in the gifufe particularly. Okay? So everything works out fine. That was when you were asking Aliba the Rebbe Shimon, and you missed the point. Enochinami was talking about Aliba the Rebbe Shimon. And indeed, there's no problem of the pritza into the other rishus. That's fine. Everything's fine. No problem anywhere. Only problem is you got a rishus that's us. since you have Rishus that's Aser, which is now the Karfaf that's more than Beit Satayim, so yes, obviously we need to be talking about the Dar Gifufin, because otherwise the Chatz will be Aser because it's Paritz. So okay, so it has Gifufin. And in the other way around, the Taka wouldn't work. That's the point. But now it makes sense why it has to be that way, you see. Is it, this part clear? It's a little bit more sophisticated. That's why. In other words, the case indeed is that the Karfaf is smaller than the Chatz.
That's okay.
But the way you had it, that was arbitrary. The way I'm explaining it, it's not arbitrary. The way you had it, it was arbitrary because I could just as easily have arranged the case to be the opposite case. Right? So then it's pretty ridiculous for me to illustrate a din by arbitrarily arranging a case. If, however, the problem is that I'm adding space to the Karfaf because of the breakdown in the Mechitza, now I understand nothing's arbitrary. Because now the Karfaf is us, even according to Rabbi Shimon. A Karfaf Yotam Ibeit Satayim is also to carry its normal Carmelite. In that case, if indeed the Chotzer was smaller, then the Chotzer would be Aser, because now the Chotzer is completely Parutz into a Carmelite, and a Carmelite Aser is a Chotzer, even according to Rabbi Shimon. Okay, now I understand why the Chotzer is larger and the other one is Nifritz Bimlo. Because that's essential for the case, then the idiot would understand it. But the point that's being added is only because it's the Karfaf that becomes Aser. That's why. Should I have to say that?
Just the big and the small itself.
The big and the small, if the issue of which one was Mutter and which one was Aser is defined by the big and the small, then it's totally arbitrary to call one a Karfaf and one a Chatzar. If the Iser Veheter is dependent on the size of the Karfaf, now you just want to tell me, and why is the Chatzar Mutter if it was broken? No, the Chatzar is Mutter because it still has Gifufe. The Gifufe wouldn't have helped for the Karfaf, so it's no issue, but certainly not arbitrary. And therefore, I have proven my contention that there is a concept called the space of the wall, which is meant to be added into the Karfaf and destroys the heter of Tiltul in it, since it's now larger than Beit Satayim. QED. What? Originally it was less than Beit Satayim.
Now it
can move.
Mm-hmm.
If it stayed,
it would be the
same. It would be fine. If it stayed less, I leave it to Rabbi Shimon, it would be fine because it's parts to a Chotzer. A Chotzer has a thin avatar tiltum. Same way that the Karfaf does. Right. That's what Rabbi Yosef was shouting about. But he didn't take into consideration that piece.
If it stayed less even with the walls,
then it would be the same as Rabbi Yosef's Steiner. Now, there was a Bustana that was Samech Laguda Da'apadna. Over here you had a Bustana, just like a little orchard area, that was next to a house. This house had a door into the Bustana, which made the Bustana Huka Fodira. It was now a part of the usage of the house. What happened is that the wall of the house collapsed, leaving the inside of the house, Parutz on one side after the hurricane passed. If you could see the bedroom and everything up there and so on. And the wall that was up against the Bustana was gone. So the Bustana was no longer hukaf with Mechitzas Ladira. So, Sava Rabibi Lameimah. So Rabibi was Rabibi Barabaye, it's important to remember. And Rabibi figured, so what's wrong? The house still has its mechitzas. There's no area where the Bustana is open to the outside. The Bustana is only open to the house. So it remains mukaf ladira by the walls around the house that survived. So you could still carry out there. Omale Rav Papi, what? Just because you come from the house of Eli, because remember, Abaye and Rav both came from Beit Eli. Beit Eli is called a muliyata. Muliyata means cut off young. Because they were all given the curse to die young. So because you come from a cut off house, you have to say things that are cut off and don't have any feet to stand on. kind of stupid svara is that? Hanach mechitzas lo gavoy avdinan, the varoy lo avdinan. The mechitzas of the house that are remaining were not made with an intent to cover anything that was outside of them. They were made with an intent to enclose the house. So how can you rely on a mechitza that's meant for the house to use it for the bustan? If we're talking about the wall of the house that was made on the side to be the mechitza for the bustan, I understand. But that's gone. Now you're going to say, I still have mechitzas. Those mechitzas were made for a bustan. And therefore you're left with a bustan that's not a hukaf, mechitzot. This is our rationale. Because of Barnea's problem, Tosfos disagrees. Tosfos says the point over here was, you were makif the bustan originally, and then you open up a door from the house, which isn't good, because it's hukaf. Ulubesof, you made it a dira, right? So in order to avoid that problem, you went ahead and you built a second cheapo mechitza, for the area that should now be hukaf ladira. Because we said before, if you're machik and you make another mechitza, so then it would be okay, according to everybody, as long as you had four tefachim, there'd be no problem. And you put an opening in that wall to get into the bustan also. Very good. Now that wall, the junk wall, collapsed. Not the wall of the house collapsed. The junk wall collapsed. So now, Rabibi's svara was, since I had been makif this, the shame dira, the fact that that mechitza disappears, but there's a mechitza that remains, shouldn't change the heter of hukaf l'shem dira. In other words, according to Tosfos, this is the opposite case of the case of the mechitza sliding into the ground on Shabbos. So where the mechitza slides into the ground on Shabbos, and you now have the upper mechitza, is now the one that's being used. So we said it's a mechitza on Asir Shabbos. In this case, the mechitza that was matir would be the opposite case, that the original mechitza came back up out of the ground, so to speak, which is what happened over here. Because the additional wall that I built at a distance of four tefachim collapses, leaving the original wall. So Rabibi's far is okay. But the fact is, it's mukaf ladira, because I changed the hekif by the wall that I made, and just because that wall collapses, you're not going to say it's not hukaf ladira anymore, to which now comes along Rav Papi and says, what kind of crazy svara is that? Bottom line is that at this point, you don't have a mechitza that was made for the bustan. You have a mechitza that was made for the bayit. And that mechitza can't be added to the bustan once it's yotzim heitero harishon. So why should it now be still mutter to carry in it? So it's, according to Tosfos, it's very elegant, because we have basically a case where the mechitza slides into the ground, and then we have a case where the mechitza slides up out of the ground. Correct? Because this was just an alternative to the case of the sinking mechitza, that's all. We had two cases before. Now, there was another case of a bavunka, or a bavaranka, David and Laresh Galusa Babustine. Now, there's two Lashonas in Rashi, one of which is Makabel from his own teachers, the other one which he has in the Tshuvas HaGa'inim. He likes the Tshuvas HaGa'inim's pshat. But just for interest, let's take a look at how both of these pshatim work. His first pshat is that the Abavarnika is basically a fancy kind of, good heavens, well, I don't know why he had it. No, never mind. Okay, so Rashi is, and where's the other one? Does it give the other pshat? This is right, though, but this one is half of this. Oh, no, it's got basically the same thing. Okay. All right, so his first pshat is like this. An abarvarnike is a beautiful tree in which you have now an area underneath in which people can sit down and so on. And people like to sit under there. and have a nice time in the garden. Problem was, it wasn't hukkah for dira. The bustan was more than a beitza atayim, and the Reish Galuta wanted to have a party in that area the next day, which was Shabbos. So he comes to Ravuna Bar Chanina and he says, look, do me a favor, figure out a way that we could carry it. Because it was Yisra Beit Satayim, it wasn't Ukaf Ladir. So Omele to Ravuna Bar Chanina, Levi Marta Kanta Domokar Nochal Namahas. Ozal, so he goes ahead, and Ovat Kana Kana Pachot Mishlosha. He goes and he makes a Mechitza. Similar to 159,
a little picket fence.
In which he makes a little picket fence.
Around what?
Up to the tree.
No, that's the other picture. That's the Tribus Agonim's picture. He makes a picket fence of a Mechitzas Kanim to have things there for Dira. So it's okay, you know, we'll make like a little kitchen affair, which is Dira. And now you'll be able to leave the food there overnight, and tomorrow you'll go out, and it'll be Abedin of Hukaf Ladira. Okay. Ignoring the fact.
That'll be a Dira.
And the Hukaf was there.
The Bustan is Hukaf Ladira.
And now the Bustan will be Hukaf Ladira, because there's a Dira in the Bustan. Ignoring the fact that the Dira came after the Bustan's wall was already built. Which is a big problem. We all along we've been saying, you can't do something like that. Fine. So Omar Kana Kana Pachamishlosha. Ozal Rava, again, one, you know, once we get into these Erev things, there's always problems. So comes along Rava, and he surreptitiously pulls out all of the Kani. So that now there's no Mechitza left. That wasn't good enough for Rav Papa and Ravuna Bereza with Yeshua, because they were afraid that Ravuna Bar Chinina would find the Kani and put him back, and they wanted to make sure he gets the message loud and clear. So they dragged him out of the whole area, he couldn't find them. So, Azar Rav Papa and Ravuna Breder of Yeshua, Naktinu mi batrei, and they take it out of there. Lamacher, the next day, Ravina wanted to back up. Now, this is all the pshat that Rashi was makabel, and it's a little stretched. He wanted to back up the fact that what Rava had done was correct, that this was a ridiculous tikkun, and so he asked Rava, meaning, he asked Rava to prove against Ravuna Bar Chinina. He says, look, Ir Chadasha Modedin Lami Yeshivata V'Yeshana Michomata. So if you have a new city that you built as one of these development areas, and you now have people moving in, so you built already the Choma around it, like you do in these, what do they call it? In the suburbs,
guarded community.
Yeah, exactly, a guarded community kind of thing. Nobody lives there yet, right? So now when people move in, you cannot count the tchum from the wall. You have to count it from the homes that are inhabited, because the wall doesn't count. Why? Because it was hukaf before it was ladira. If people were living there, and then you're hukaf, it's hukaf ladira. But if people aren't living there, it's not hukaf ladira. Fine. So what do you see from there? V'ainami, ezri chadasha v'ezri yishana, chadasha shukva lebesof yashva. So chadasha is where you had the wall built, put up the big signs, and you say, guarded community, you know, $550,000 and up, and now people start moving in. Now, you can't count from the Choma, because it was built when nobody lived there. And the Yeshana is where first people live. Yashva lebesof hukva. And this case, v'hai nami, kukva lebesof yashva nami. This case is exactly the same. He wanted to create a dira, and therefore use the old hekif of the bustan to be a kosher hekif ladira, when the dira was built as an afterthought to the Choma? No way, Jose. And therefore, you're 100% right in having dragged away those kanim, because it was a useless tikkun. You can't build a dira ex post facto. Okay? Now that makes sense so far. Amalei Rav Papa LeRava, Papa taina to Rava. Also, not taina against him, but taina to him against Rav Huna Bar Chinina, who did this ridiculous tikkun. Mechitza is adar kalim, lav shma mechitza. If you have an adrikal, you have the architect put up his little area over there in which he's going to work. But it's meant to be taken down right away. I mean, they're not going to use these mechitzos. They're mechitzos just to have the, where they're having a little conference over there with the adrikal, that they have, like sometimes they put up these little temporary trailers there. So that's a mechitzos adar kalim, which is made with these, the same way you made, the same way Rav Huna Bar Chinina made his mechitzah. It's not called a mechitzah. Why is it not called a mechitzah? Given in a tzniut, since it's only temporarily put up there so people won't just walk through where they're talking, and it's going to be torn down the next day, so it's not considered to be a mechitzah. So, achinami, given in a tzniut, a lav mechitzah. Since this thing is not, it's not a real mechitzah, you put it up there as a joke, basically. To make it like an area that would be defined in order to call it hukav l'dira. That's not called hukav l'dira v'chlal. Okay, I'm going to start. Is it okay if I go on to the end? You know, it's mamish the middle of the sugya. We just have another 5 lines or so, 6 lines.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's a further taina against what it is that was done by Rav Huna Bar Chinina. Again, this is the first shot of Rashi. It's funny that everybody's asking questions which are really riots. But, okay. Asking questions to Rava against Rav Huna Bar Chinina in order to prove that Rava is right. And furthermore, comes along now Rav Huna Bar Yehoshua, another Talmud to Rava. And he says, how could he have thought that this was a decent mechitza? Om Rav Huna, mechitza asuya lenachat. If you have a mechitza that is not made in order to live in, it's only made in order to be a shmira of nachat, things that you put into it. The nachet la'anchit shama dvarim. Lav shma mechitza, that's not considered to be a mechitza to give it a din over here that it's a dira bechlal. Because the rabba baravua ma'arev la'lekula mechuza arisaita arisaita. Every different shchuna in mechuza, he was ma'arev separately. And he did not matir the entire city, even though it was a small city, and there was no Rishut HaYarab in that. Small city means less than 600,000 people using the city. We could have been ma'arevit every single Shabbos, we could have been ma'arev the entire city together. Mishum pir the Beit Turi, because the reason is that he had between every shchuna, there was a pit in which they kept all of the animal feed, and it was deep, between each separate neighborhood. And these were peyre, because what they used to eat then was the garinim of the tamarim. They had a lot of in Bavel. And they left it there. And therefore, they held, and that was considered to be a mechitza suya nachas.
Pit to the pits.
Yeah, exactly.